In the news today, General Motors spending $7 billion and a third EV battery factory in the US on new facilities. Tesla's earnings call preview today, and we'll have a look at the pricing of the Kia EV6 in the US. Well, those stories and many more coming up on EV News Briefly, your new daily video version and rapid-fire insight into the world of EVs and how we power them. I'm Martin Lee. My job to go through every EV story so you don't have to. And join me later on today on the longer EV News Daily podcast for the whole story on all of today's EV news. All right, first up, General Motors building a third EV battery factory in the US. A new announcement, $7 billion infrastructure investment into plants, into vehicle manufacturing capabilities. They call it the single largest investment announcement in GM history. They are quite good for announcements, though. They previously announced $35 billion of spending by 2025 on EVs and autonomous. Is this $7 billion extra? Is it all part of it? It's sometimes really hard to know with these announcements, but either way, it's a sign of their continued confidence in the growth of the EV market. Still very small in the US, about 3%. Over here, over 10%. France and Germany, some European countries, over 20%. Norway, 90%. So the US got a bit of catching up to do. GM's new Michigan battery plant, like their other places, are a joint venture with LG. It's going to be built on the site of an existing facility. The White House today is hosting GM and Ford as part of a spending push. The White House is hosting the chief execs of General Motors, CEO Mary Barra, and Ford's Jim Farley. As the president is touting the announcement yesterday, GM's $7 billion investment in Michigan, the 4,000 jobs, the new jobs created, and the existing ones kept. Bit cheeky to say keeping existing jobs as part of that big number, but either way, 4,000 jobs was the big number. Biden's proposal, by the way, of the EV tax credit going up, looks like at the minute it's been changing, still $7,500 at the moment, but it could go to $12,500 if the vehicle is union made in the US or a battery made in the US, and $4,000 for used vehicles as well if that gets signed off. But Build Back Better, awfully political, and has stalled somewhat. And of course, it would then reopen incentives for GM and Tesla, who hit their 200,000 vehicle limit. Talking of that second LG plant, an article that I found on the local newspaper website Holland Sentinel points out that actually the permission, even though dirt is already moving on the site, they say permission still hasn't been granted for that second LG facility on the site of the first one that opened in Holland in 2010. And they bought a lot of land at the time to the north of their existing battery production facility. So knowing that it was going to be expanded at some point. End of February, I believe, is when the local decision makers get together to sign that one off. But it should be a big news for jobs in the local area. So by the time you watch this, maybe the Tesla earnings call has happened or maybe not. But a quick preview of what they'll announce for Q4 and full year 2021 financial results when market closes later on today. They're coming off the back of 308,000 deliveries in the last quarter. A record year, almost a million vehicles for Tesla delivered last year. Wall Street consensus seems to be about $17 billion of revenue for the quarter. Earnings, of course, will depend on how they manage supply chains and parts shortages and increasing investment in new facilities happening in Berlin and Texas. We want to hear about how those are coming along as well. The retail investments, investors do get their say.com question ask. There's some good ones at the top of the list right now. Someone asking about the current volume of the 4680 cells. Please update us on progress of your in-house battery cell production. Good question. A question about the $25,000 compact car, which is a daft question to ask. That's just silly. Investors should be worrying about Cybertruck, semi-truck, scaling Model Y at two new places, energy business, which I don't understand because they're meant to have this solar panel business, and yet when they put solar panels on top of their new Austin facility, or they're just starting to do that, they're buying them in from China and not using their own panels. That seems kind of weird. You make solar panels, wouldn't you use the Tesla ones? So lots of questions. Last thing you should be talking about is yet another new vehicle that, like the Roadster, hasn't been delivered yet, so I don't know. We'll see what they say about that. And a really good question as well about Tesla service as deliveries increase, how are they scaling service? And I hear stories both amazing. Someone turned up, fixed the car was unlocked remotely, they left, it's all great. And other people who are still a little bit concerned about quality and service and how long it takes to get an appointment. It is dependent, it seems, on where you live in the world, but that's a great question to ask. I wonder if they'll talk about the NHTSA investigation. Probably not. The agency opening up their new evaluation into the capabilities called Passenger Play, which Tesla enabled and then disabled, where the central screen could be used to play games while the vehicle was in motion. Distracted driving is a real thing. And even though I trust most Tesla drivers not to be playing a game while they're driving, still, distracted driving is real. You want to think that people are responsible drivers, but other car makers wouldn't have done that. It seems sometimes there's no adult in the room at Tesla, because when it was raised and the agency inquired, it was then disabled. And of course, this is just, I think, an unnecessary distraction away from the really important work that Tesla is doing. And actually, what does the NHTSA want to get out of this? Like, it's already been disabled. It's not a hardware recall they need to do. It seems a waste of everyone's time. Let me know your thoughts, as always, either in the comments or you can email me hello@evnewsdaily.com. Kia EV pricing for the EV6 is out. It's $42,115 after the $1,200 destination fee. Take off the federal tax credit if that applies to you for the full amount. About $34,500 to get into the base model Kia EV6. That's the 58 kilowatt hour battery pack, which is perfectly fine for many buyers. If you want the 77.4 kilowatt hour pack, it'll cost you $48,000. And of course, later this year, we get the 580 horsepower GT version, 0 to 60, just over 3 seconds. That's going to be crazy. Bentley are next in the news. Bentley investing $3.4 billion. That's about 2.5 billion quid to go electric. Of course, part of Volkswagen Group. The investments will update their famous crew facility. The first EV, the first full electric from Bentley, we still think is 2025. By the end of the decade, they'll be electric. I know their buyers do love their big 8 and 12 cylinder engines, but they've got to go electric. And isn't it better to go electric? It's quieter, it's smoother, it's more powerful. And they do make a plug-in version at the minute of the SUV, the Bentayga. And they're having they're on a rip right now. So Bentley, record sales last year, which beat record sales the year before, hopefully going EV, will just push them on. An article out of the UK where this survey has been done by one of our energy companies, British Gas. 21 councils out of all of the local councils offering free charging in the UK. And a spokesperson for British Gas saying the latest figures where only 21 councils offer free charging demonstrates the need for local councils to play their part in increasing EV adoption, and that we need more to be like them. No, we don't, British Gas. That's a silly thing to say. We don't want local councils to be offering free charging. Firstly, I pay my tax pounds, if you like. We call it the council tax. That's for everything. It's keeping the lights on in the street. It's for my bin collection. It's for local police shows up on that as well. I don't want to be subsidizing EV charging, and I'm the world's biggest EV fan, when it could be spent on updating a kid's play park or maybe for some after-school facilities to help kids that would otherwise be kicking around the streets in some sort of community center where they could go and learn and spend time. What the hell? Don't spend it on free EV charging. That's bonkers. That's properly crazy. We do not need to be giving away free electricity. That's like saying, oh, the shops in the high street weren't giving away free stuff today. There's a cost to energy, and we shouldn't tell people that it's worthless. We also shouldn't rip people off and overcharge them. Come on, British Gas, you can do better than that. That's a silly, silly thing to put out. Now, an EV maker called Link is turning up. They're going to make a new factory in Mexico, the state of Puebla, investing $265 million, opening at the end of 2022, making EV passenger vans and minibuses. We'll keep an eye on that story. First, I've heard of it. Oshkosh are a company you may have heard of. They make military vehicles for the US Defense Department, and they're going electric, the new EJLTV. Is an electric hybrid joint light tactical vehicle. They say it'll go for half an hour on electric alone. Has a diesel range extender, but it's good if you want to travel in silent mode whilst in battle. I do think, as whilst I, you know, I talk about EVs being the future all the time, there are edge cases, right? And if you are in the military, in theatre, and it's the densest form of energy is probably going to be a supply of diesel or petrol for your vehicles for the time being. There'll be a time when it's all electric or other forms, but maybe we've got to burn stuff just a little bit longer. I'm not so you know, one-eyed that I think everything should be electric today. But by going range extender first, a really good use of those tactical military vehicles. Now, we'll finish off talking about the VW ID. Buzz, and that is the California surf van that throughout its testing in camo has looked a lot like a VW Transporter, and people have been critical. I've defended it and said, let them release it. It's going to be out in March. We'll see it. Now, a version has been seen by the YouTuber Bjørn Nyland in Norway, and it was in camo. It was at a charger, a tritium unit, broken, oops, and as it wasn't charging. And it does look an awful lot like a VW Transporter with the kind of ID face on the MEB platform. So it could have over 100 kilowatt hours of energy storage. That platform will take it. It doesn't look like the concept vehicle. And I've been defending it for a long time on the internet of people saying, oh, it's going to be a van. They have had to make the sides more square because it will be a commercial vehicle as well. But it doesn't look like the concept, which is a shame. Hey, let's wait until we see it in March and then we can judge. Well, that is your show for today. You can support my work here on EV News on Patreon. It's patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. You get your private ad-free feed, you get early access, and you get to be part of a great community as well. You can sign up at loads of levels, and it costs nothing to be subscribed to this YouTube channel if you're watching this and on the podcast feed as well. I'll catch you later on for the full EV News Daily.